The North Dakota House Democratic leader says he's taking a deep dive into the GOP leadership plan for funding infrastructure development statewide. Republican leaders are proposing three new buckets for funding from oil taxes. $115 million would go towards cities' infrastructure needs. $115 million would go towards counties and townships. And $50 million would be set aside for airports. House Minority Leader Cory Mock of Grand Forks says Democrats also see a need for infrastructure improvement statewide. But Mock says a proposal to give townships money for roads and bridges was vetoed in 2017 by Governor Burgum, and the GOP majority failed to bring that up for an override.
If it's a priority today, it should have been a priority over a year ago.
Mock says he's also concerned these new buckets are at the bottom of the list when it comes to funding from oil taxes.
If we see a decline in production or a drop in prices like we did in 2014, for the next couple of years after that, they're not going to receive anything. And this is a priority. I think we need to, if we're going to invest any of our oil resources into local communities across the state, we need to move them high into the formula, make them a priority, and make sure that they get a dependable source of funding, or as dependable as it can be, so that they can build their communities.
Mock says Democrats have some of their own ideas about infrastructure funding, and they're willing to work with Republicans on the issue. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.